It's Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. While we're thinking about Valentine's Day today, I thought it would be a good day to talk about healthy relationships, because put your heart into your relationship. Hearts are big on Valentine's Day. And how do we have better relationships? I didn't know much about Show Me Healthy Relationships at all. It's actually something that is offered at the University of Missouri, and I really like kind of the subtitle to what they have on their website, Strong Couples, Stable Families, Better Missouri. Now, the director of Show Me Healthy Relationships is Chelsea Garneau-Rosner, and she joins us now. It's nice to meet you this way. Good morning.
Yes, nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me on.
You were telling me off the air, Show Me Healthy Relationships, about a year and a half or 2 years old. Tell me what you try to accomplish through this.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of background about Show Me Healthy Relationships is that the reason that we're able to exist is that we received a five-year federal grant from the Administration for Children and Families back in 2015. And the purpose of these grants, it's through the Healthy Marriage and Responsible Fatherhood Initiative at the federal level. And the goal of these grants, of these programs, is to try to help, you know, provide families and couples and individuals with better skills and information that they need to help build and sustain strong, healthy relationships. And like our subtitle says, you know, we hope that that leads to more stable families for folks in Missouri, and stable families are good for children. So, you know, we have a good goal there. We do this through offering relationship education programs in community settings. To anybody.
This would be for people who say, you know what, I just think I could have a better relationship. You're not talking about couples who might need couple counseling because of maybe a crisis in their life or something like this. Is that a true statement? It's more kind of these are goals that we might all have to make a better relationship.
Yeah, you know, the programs that we offer are helpful to folks who are in that boat and would also be helpful to people who might be struggling a little bit. You know, we have a lot of couples that come in who aren't necessarily quite at the point where they need counseling per se, but they do have some challenges that they need to work through, and they've experienced some really great successes going through our program.
I see a couple of the courses, Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work. That's a 10-hour course. Another one is Pick a Partner, a 10-hour course, usually over 5 weeks, to help singles choose the right partner for a happy, stable relationship. I like those. Those sound pretty good.
Yeah, when people come and enroll in our program, what you have to do is start by taking one of those two classes. So if you're in a current relationship, you don't have to be married. So the name of that program is a little bit misleading. Mm-hmm. But if you are in a stable, committed relationship that you intend to continue being in, then you would come in and take that Seven Principles class with us, where hopefully you'd be able to come in and attend with your partner, and you would do things that, you know, would work on getting to know each other. If you've been married for a long time, you can still get to know each other in a deeper way. You know, we change all the time over the years. And if you've been married to someone for 20 years, they're probably not the same person that they were when you got married. So, you know, we focus on a lot of good things that help you rebuild the friendship that you have with your partner and take a look at, you know, ways that you could better communicate and interact with one another as well. But if you're single, or even if you're kind of in a relationship, but you wouldn't necessarily consider it something long-term that you know that you want to stay in for the long-term, then you're welcome to come and take our singles class or our PIC class, mm-hmm. as we call it. And it really helps you take a better look at what relationships you've had in the past, things that have happened in those relationships that maybe, you know, haven't been very healthy, or, you know, partners that you've been with in the past that maybe weren't the best pick for you in terms of having a healthy relationship. And it helps you kind of dive into looking at some of those things that you've done in the past and trying to decide what it is that you really want and need in a partner going forward to help you make a better pick the next time around.
You know, this is, I like it a lot because of what you just said a moment ago, as far as if you've been in a relationship for several years, maybe you've been in a marriage or you've got that kind of a connection with a partner for that time. I think we all realize we do change, but sometimes as a member of that couple, it's hard to say, well, I've changed, but not to allow a recognition that the other person changes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And a lot of times, too, our days and our weeks and our years, we get so busy, and time passes so quickly. And whether you have kids at home or you just, you know, have a busy career or whatever it might be, you know, we forget to stop and take the time to really tune into one another and to really continue asking questions about each other so that we're aware of what's happening in our partner's private world. You know, because if you know what's happening with your partner and you understand where they're at and their current hopes and dreams and successes and challenges and stressors, then you also know what you can do to help support them and be a good partner to them on a daily basis.
Do you have? I mean, I think that's good. I mean, what you just said is right. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by our schedules and we kind of get into that rut where, well, everything just kind of goes along. This is the routine. This is how it is. And after a while, all of a sudden we wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm not paying attention to my partner.
Exactly. Or we do kind of talk to each other. We spend time together, but we also have our nose in our phone. Huh. You know, and so we're not really tuned in. We might have some conversations every day and, you know, but we're not really listening to one another, and a lot can get lost when go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You are a you do research at understanding how the families get along with each other and family relationships of all kinds. And you watch the direction of the Show Me Healthy Relationships. Is that an institute? What do you call it behind Show Me Healthy Relationships? Is what goes along with that? An institute or a department or what?
So, yeah, we are situated within the Center for Family Policy and Research, which is a center that is housed in the Department of Human Development and Family Science, where I'm an assistant professor at Mizzou.
I see. All right. So being that, when you know it's Valentine's Day, what does somebody who does research on these topics of relationship and what would I'm going to introduce the word love into this and the compassion that goes along with this and trying to have a healthy relationship, whether it's just a couple or whether it's a whole family or a blended family or anything that a family can mean? What goes through your mind that you think, well, I hope people keep this in mind during this day?
Well, you know, during this day specifically, I'm glad you asked that question. I think Valentine's Day can be wonderful because it can serve as a reminder to those of us who might not be very tuned into our relationships to take a minute and do something special for the people that we love, whether that's a partner, you know, a lot of times people do things for their children and other people on Valentine's Day as well. And it's a great reminder. But honestly, I would say, in my expert opinion, it's going to be what you do the other 364 days of the year that is equally, if not more important for those relationships.
Well, I like that. That gives me an excuse if I forget to buy flowers or candy today to say, you know what, it's not important what I do today, it's the rest of the year that's important. I think I can get by.
Well, you know, I specifically tell my husband, too. I said, you know what, yes, sure, I love flowers. Tulips are my favorite. Go out and get me some flowers for Valentine's Day, but get them for me on the 15th when they're on sale. You know?
Yeah, but you know what, women say that sometimes, but do you really mean it? Now, see, I've been guilty of when my mom has said, you know what, I don't want this for my birthday. And I've said, okay, fine, you've said that. I'll abide by that. And then my wife will say, you know what? You're crazy. She does want something. And she's just saying that. Or you're not just saying that, are you?
I'm not just saying that. Right. But, you know, I do realize that, you know, it's hard that we do, most of us do kind of buy into the marketing. And, you know, we end up thinking that we need to do something on Valentine's Day. And again, that's fine. And it's great. And it can be really great for your relationship. My recommendation would be, though, if you're going to go out and spend the money and you're going to do it on Valentine's Day, I would say, you know, instead of all of the typical markers of the chocolates and flowers and a fancy dinner or, you know, a teddy bear, jewelry, if you're going to spend the money, it actually is better to spend it on an experience that you're going to share together rather than maybe these things that we think we ought to buy. You know, and that might be going out to dinner, you know. Again, I would argue that it's a lot easier to get a reservation on the 15th. But at the same time, you know, when couples try new things together, that's actually something that we find really brings them together, and you can bond through that and really reignite, you know, passion in a whole new sense, not just in the bedroom when it comes to your relationship, when you experience new things for the first time together.
Well, I like your suggestions. Those sound pretty good to me, and I think the experiences that you share together, and especially when they're new experiences of travel or going to different place or maybe going to a play when you usually go to a movie, any of those kinds of things, those are the things that are important for relationships. I've enjoyed talking to you. If people want more information about Show Me Healthy Relationships, the website is showmehealthyrelationships.com, and they can find out all about the classes and what you do, right?
Yes, absolutely. Please feel free, give us a call, reach out, find a class in your area. We do serve outside of Columbia as well. We reach 21 counties throughout the state.
Excellent. Chelsea Garneau-Rosner is the director of Show Me Healthy Relationships and assistant professor at the University of Missouri in the Department of Human Development and Family Science. Been great to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. It's News Talk 1400, KFRU.